Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews. Today, you're going to get to hear from a fantastic franchise opportunity called First Inspection Services. And First Inspection Services is a home inspection company that is quickly establishing itself as a national leader in home inspection. And this is part one of a two-segment interview. So enjoy, and we'll see you again soon. Cal Patel and Craig Warburger of First Inspection Services Franchise Opportunity. And Cal and Craig are both going to discuss their experience, the First Inspection Services Franchise Opportunity, and a little bit about the industry and what the training's like and being a franchisee. Hey, Cal and Craig, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good, thanks. How are you guys doing today?
Doing wonderful, thank you.
That's great. Craig and Cal, joining us is my co-host Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services, and he's in New Jersey. And I know, Don, you wanted to say hi to Craig and Cal.
Yeah, guys, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Personally, my wife and I just bought a home a couple of years ago, so we know the importance of how valuable your company's services are.
Well, Don, we're delighted to have the opportunity to talk with you.
Great.
That's great. Guys, we'd like to start off by asking our guests, where are you calling from today?
Actually, Marty, we're calling from Springfield Township, from Craig's home. We were going to have the call from our office, but unfortunately, Craig got a little sick yesterday, so we decided
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we decided to shift over here, and we're just doing the call from here.
That's great. No, we really appreciate that. You know, Don and I got hold of one of the Ohio newspapers. It was probably several months ago that wrote a great article about you guys. It was called Inspectors Franchise, and I just thought it was such a great article. I said to Don that we had to have you on the show. I just thought it was very inspirational.
Thank you.
Cal and Craig, what were you guys doing before joining or starting the First Inspection Services Franchise Opportunity? A little bit about your backgrounds.
Well, Marty, for myself, this is Cal, for myself, before getting into the inspection business, I was actually kind of I've always been an entrepreneur. I've been involved in opening up a T-shirt shop, retail shop out in Colorado. Uh-huh. I also opened up a hotel. Since then, moving to Ohio, I have consulted several companies with starting up. Mm-hmm. And so I've always been in that whole startup development of, you know, being in business for yourself.
Right, right. Absolutely.
That's always motivated you, huh, Cal? Just trying to get a business up and going and being successful is a real motivation for you?
Definitely. That's one of the biggest things for me is, you know, and I've read E-Myth, Revisited by Michael Gerber, and right. You know, every business that I have started up, I've always tried to set up systems in place and run it as if it was a franchise.
That's terrific. Yeah, we had him on the show, Cal. Yeah, he was fantastic. You know, it's one of those must reads, I think, for any franchisee.
Oh, definitely. That's the first book that we actually give to all of our franchisees when they come on board.
That's fantastic. That's great. How about yourself, Craig?
Well, my background was my father was a very large builder here in Cincinnati. He built over 2,000 homes and certainly was born and raised in that industry. I went into the real estate business. I was a broker here and president of a company with about 200 agents back in the 80s. And that merged, and I then went into the appraisal industry, started an appraisal business here in Cincinnati, and ended up working with the American Association of Certified Appraisers, mm-hmm. which was an organization that designated and certified appraisers for about 12 years.
Wow.
And through all that, got the opportunity to sit on the board of the Appraisal Foundation in Washington, D.C. for 5 years and see that industry emerge. And I call it semi-retired a few years back, and Cal and I met at a Bally's Fitness place, and we started talking, and we decided to fire this thing up.
That's fantastic. I understand you also teach, too, Craig, a little bit about home inspection and real estate. Was it at Hondros College?
Yes. I've taught for Hondros College since 1983, and they are the
fantastic.
Largest real estate college here in the state of Ohio, and I love teaching. I've done seminars, frankly, Marty, in over 150 cities.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So I truly enjoy giving the knowledge back.
That's terrific.
Yeah, Marty's a teacher, too, so you guys have something
Yeah, that's why I caught my attention, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you guys make a nice team, you know, nice partners with both.
Yeah, I thought it was a great story that both you guys coming together, you know, to form this fantastic franchise.
Oh, thank you very much. We're dear friends at this point.
That's great.
Yeah, I wish Marty and I could say that about each other.
That's a good one, Don.
Now, can you describe the history of your organization, please?
Well, we started about a little over four years ago, and the whole thing was to be honest in this business, to be truthful, to really attempt to do home inspection as we believed with core values where we came from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honestly, 4 years have gone by like the blink of an eye.
Right.
We are extremely selective with franchisees and people we bring onto the company. But, you know, I think we've been quite blessed with where we've come from the beginning.
That's great.
And, you know, just to add to that a little bit, one of the things that we've done from the beginning is we've always brought on people that had great qualities such as integrity, ethics, you know, just good, honest people that want to help the community be able to give back. Because when you look at a home inspection, really it's a educational process. We're trying to help people learn about how to, you know, maintain your home, what to look for, how to prevent things from happening so that when you go to sell, it can make it a real clear and an easy transition, I should say.
Right.
Yeah, it's a nice service, just not inspecting the house, but educating that homeowner on, you know, while they're living there, what, you know, what to look out for, the, you know, maintenance of the home. I think that's important.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. I mean, I read in some states, too, guys, that home inspectors, they don't need to have a license, you know, and a lot of inspectors just come from, like, they just have, like, a background in construction, you know, so I think this is where, you know, your service and your franchise plays an important role in the whole industry, actually.
No, definitely. And, you know, Ohio is not a licensed state yet. We are licensed in the state of Kentucky, where licensing is mandatory. And, you know, I believe that what we're doing is we're really, again, we try to educate all of our inspectors, and they have to go through a pretty rigorous training requirement prior to even beginning to do their own home inspections. They have to go through at least 80 training inspections.
That's great.
And so that could take a while, you know, but at the same time, that proves their commitment to the company. It shows their commitment to the industry and the profession.
It sure does. And that's without pay, too, isn't it, Cal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something.
I was just going to say, over what time period does that cover? You're doing 80 inspections.
You know, it can vary. It all depends on you as an individual. That's one of the other key things that we do is when we bring people on, and they range from different ages, different ethnic backgrounds. You know, we've had women, men train. It all depends on how you feel comfortable. We're never going to push you and say, hey, you've got to get it done within 2 months. We'd rather make sure you feel comfortable and we feel comfortable before even sending you out in the field. We've had guys do it in as quick as 2 months. We've had some take 8 months. So, again, it really depends on you
right.
as an individual feeling comfortable knowing the information, being able to provide that quality of information and education to the potential buyers or sellers.
And also, as well, you know, through this whole thing, we are watching, we are doing diagnostic work, and honestly, we have to be comfortable with it, too. So, I mean, it's
right.
It's kind of a joint agreement during that time of, okay, you know, we think you're ready.
Right.
Absolutely. Just on something I just thought of, how has the current real estate market affected your company right now? I mean, the real estate market's really, for the most part, nationwide. Has that slowed things up a little bit with you guys right now?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Marty. You know, things have definitely changed in the industry. It's definitely a buyer's market right now.
Right.
With that in mind, we've got an oversupply. We've got transactions that are taking a long time to even process and get closed. How has it affected us overall? To be truthful, it's affected us a little bit, but not that much. We do a lot of work with relocation companies.
Right.
We do a lot of commercial inspections as well. And just to clarify, on the commercial side, we actually do what's called a property condition assessment. which is a little bit different from a typical residential inspection. But so, you know, I think we've tried to diversify ourselves enough to where something of this nature won't impact us directly to a large extent.
Right, and good times are bad, you'll do fine. There are always going to be homes for sale, so I think you're in a real nice situation right now. You guys talked a little bit about the history of the organization, but maybe describe First Inspection Services franchise, maybe how you're different from maybe your competition.
Most definitely. One of the key differences, or I wouldn't say differences, but some of the things that we emphasize on are, number one, we're looking for good, quality, hardworking people, people who have a passion about what they want to do.
Right.
We've had numbers of applications come in, and we've declined them. And it was basically based on the fact that the reason they were wanting, not what our company beliefs are, which is we want to be able to help educate people. We want to be able to help our communities, not so much about financially becoming a millionaire overnight.
Right.
There's ways you can do that, and you know, this just is one of those ways where you're going to work hard, you're going to do good work, be honest, and you will make money. You will do good, but
right.
You know,
that's,
I think, the
point.
Integrity,
yeah,
of people, the ethics. That's some of the things that we're very, very picky about.
Right. Yeah. Those are definitely some nice guidelines. I was just going to add, if you do have the passion and you're a hard worker, then, like you said, the money's going to follow.
Yeah, definitely. I've always been a big believer in it. And actually, Craig is, when we first met at Bally's, he was a mentor to me. And that's one of the best things that he's taught me is, you know, if you don't have passion in something, you won't make it successful.
Absolutely. I liked your tagline, too, that it was reading, I think it was on your website, guys, it's not your ordinary inspection company, you know, and that's one of the things that stood out is how you guys were so selective in choosing new franchisees. I thought that was important.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit about the industry, Cal or Craig, how big the industry is and what's going on in the industry?
Well, actually, yes. I mean, home inspection really came on the scene in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, it's been growing. And, you know, what's interesting is I really look at this industry today and compare it to the appraisal industry years back. And, of course, you know, many people might not know this, but we went through in the late 70s, early 80s, what was termed the savings and loan debacle, and it was the largest loss in history in terms of dollars of real estate, almost, my understanding, a little over $3 trillion.
Wow.
But the point is that necessity arose from that to very much professionalize that industry, and all of that has been happening over the last decade. So when we started this up, one of the thoughts was, in our minds, was to look at that industry and somewhat parallel it. And so from day one with our startup, we really have tried to have strong, controlled growth, very methodical. And now, you know, when we started, I don't know what the percentage was in the United States in terms of homes that were really having home inspections done.
Mm-hmm.
But today they say it's about 77%.
Wow.
You know, and I know, I'm sure when we started a little over 4 years ago, it was probably, you know, 25 to 30% at that time. But the need, the necessity is arising, and I can truly perceive that at some point in time, if we have mandatory licensing in 50 states, I really believe the possibility is even there for the fiduciary relationship to change from the buyer-seller to the bank, kind of like it is with the appraisal industry.
Right.
If a loan is going to be made on a sold property, you know, the bank, the financial institution, is then the fiduciary. Also, we're strong supporters of NACHI. There's over 10,000 members of the National Association of Certified Home Inspectors, and now there's about 6,000 members of ASHI, both of which we adhere to very, very strongly.
So that's probably going to happen. It's going to help your company that more and more states are going to have this as a requirement. So I guess you guys are trying to stay ahead of the curve. And
You know, one of the main things is we just, again, we want to stay focused on the education and make sure that we're doing everything possible to keep all of our guys out in the field, all of our franchisees, and ourselves educated on the changes that are happening, not so much as an industry, but even as home construction. You know, we've got new construction that's happening where, to be honest with you, we're finding more problems on new construction versus old construction.
That's interesting.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what they say. Somebody
right,
older,
right.
like the home my wife and I bought a couple of years ago, it was a home that was over, you know, over 30 years old. I think the homes years ago, in most cases, were just built better, stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right, definitely. You know, and real quick to touch on the industry again, you know, NACHI, the National Association of Certified Home Inspectors, ASHI, the American Society of Home Inspectors, they're both great organizations that together they have over 16,000 members. Some of those could be, you know, having dual memberships there, but organizations like themselves are great because they're really helping keep and inspectors out there educated. They have national conferences that we'll attend, and that's kind of a mandatory thing for all of our franchisees, and we actually pay for the conference fees for them to go to those.
Wow.
Hey, you're both doing things the right way.
Absolutely.
We're trying.
Craig and Cal, can you guys stick around for another segment?
Most definitely.
Sure can. Thank you.
That's fantastic.